Hi there, and welcome back. It's another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I am the host of this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out, and I am here to help you become a change agent in your own life. If you want to create new habits that are more supportive of you, rather than feeling held back, then this show is for you. If you feel stuck in your current patterns or in some area of your life and want to move forward in new ways, we're here for you too. What I know is that you can unwind the habits of thinking, feeling, and acting that have been blocking you from reaching the future that you want. In this show, we focus on sharing ways that you can discover the hidden layers in yourself that get in the way of change. We are all about making these habits visible to you so that you can deal with them more successfully. And this works whether you're dealing with your own problem or if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for them and for you, and you want to support them without getting trapped in their issues. This week, we are celebrating 3 years of podcasts. It's been a lot of fun, and in this episode, I want to set a frame over some changes that we'll be making. For instance, there will be some episodes where we will just do our experiential practice with no specific topic. And then there will be some episodes where we'll focus mostly on a topic. And then we'll have times when we do both like we've been doing these past 3 years. This time, we're going to do a little bit of both, a brief experiential practice, and then I'll talk more about the underpinnings, about the changes that we're making here on this podcast. Of course, the practice is just that, and it's one reason why I have included it in every podcast over the last 3 years. We'll see how it works to have some podcasts where we just have a practice, and some podcasts where maybe our practice will be a little bit more brief. We're going to try that today. If you've been listening before, you kind of know what this is about, but if this is your first time, then check out some of our previous podcasts. Let's start by having you focus on your breath. Now, a lot of times when we focus on our breath, we are focusing on inhaling and exhaling, right? But there's more to breathing than inhaling and exhaling, even though that seems kind of silly. The truth is that you cannot inhale and you cannot exhale just by thinking about it. In fact, breathing happens without you thinking about it at all. And it's one of the things that has both an automatic organization, breathing just happens, and it has this layer where you can influence your breathing. So let's have you influence your breathing a little bit. Breathe in to the count of three, just in your own head, and then breathe out to the count of three. Now, you might find that three is a long time. Or you might find that it's way too short. If it's too short, bear with me for a minute. We're going to breathe in to the count of three. And then exhale to the count of three. And then breathe in to the count of four. And if three was a long time, then four is going to be longer. But it'll be good for you. Believe me. And then exhale to the count of four. Now breathe in to the count of three. And then exhale to the count of four. Make that exhale longer. And notice what happens. Imagine you're breathing like a figure eight. It's not really up and down, like an elevator. There's really a wave motion going on. So feel that wave motion in you as you inhale to the count of three. And when you get to the top, there's a little bit of a rise, a plateau, a pause, and then an exhale. Make that a longer exhale to four or even five if you wish. And then notice what happens. The next inhale happens automatically, doesn't it? It just comes, but it comes from a deeper place. So now, if you want to, breathe in to the count of four. And then exhale to the count of four. When you're ready, breathe in to the count of four and exhale to the count of five. In on four and down on five. I'm actually doing this a little bit faster than is ideal. And I can't know the pattern that you're following. So if your pattern is slower or faster than mine, that's okay. The point is to begin to recognize that the breathing mechanism is something that you have some control over, even though ultimately you don't have control at all. It's an interesting paradox. But you can contain and manage the quality of your breathing, rather than just letting it be automatic. And even doing just this one change, breathing in and then exhaling longer, can do a lot to change your daily experience. That's right. So now, let's make a shift. Little station ID just to remind you that you're listening to Habits into Health. And my name is Michael Ann Conley. I am a holistic therapist and a habit change agent, and I host this podcast show. Everything we do here is about habit change from the inside out. So if you're interested in finding out more, come to my website, habitsintohealth.com, and check out my ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit? Or Does Your Habit Have You? And it really addresses the warning signs that you might be stuck, kind of confirm for you, and also give you some ideas of the directions you can take to get support. And then when you sign on, I will stay in touch, not just by sending you the ebook, but also I send out emails from time to time, and I will keep in touch with tips and other ideas to support you in the changes that you want to make. You can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and you can follow us on Facebook as well. Let's head into our topic. This week, we are celebrating 3 weeks of podcasts, and it's been a lot of fun for me. In this episode, though, I want to set a frame over some changes that we'll be making. For instance, there's going to be some episodes where we will just have an experiential practice and no topic. They'll be short and sweet. And there may be some episodes where we'll focus mostly on a topic with a very brief experiential practice. And then we might have times where we'll do both, little longer podcasts like we've been doing over these past 3 years. This time we're going to do a little bit of both. I don't want to spring the change on you all of a sudden, but we've already had a brief experiential practice. And so next, let's talk about these changes and why I'm thinking about this. This podcast program is all about habit change from the inside out. And so creating the space for change on this show is a good thing. Today, the frame I want to set comes up because I've been reminded about some interesting stuff that I experienced many years ago. And that includes encountering Marilyn Ferguson. She wrote a book called The Aquarian Conspiracy, in which she talked about a big cultural alignment. That's what she called it. It was a mass movement that in the 1980s was bringing forward a whole new worldview about how the human family could really transform the world. And this was before the internet existed, where we could really talk to each other about it. What I remember most about the workshop that I attended, that Marilyn Ferguson led, is what greeted me and my friends when we came to the door. Marilyn and her staff were wearing these red sweatshirts, like the standard university sweats that have logos and an abbreviation of the university's name on the front. Well, these sweatshirts were the same kind of design, and the abbreviation was MSU. It was an inside joke. Marilyn told us that MSU stood for making stuff up, that we all were attending the university of making stuff up, and this is what human beings do. And by that, she was speaking to the creativity that exists in you, that exists in all of us to change ourselves and our circumstances, not just for our own personal lives, but for something bigger than ourselves. She was quoted as saying, "Our foolish illusion that we can affect change fosters in us the capacity to act and therefore to bring about change." And this is really in alignment with the Habits into Health point of view. It is through taking action that we actually bring about change. Sitting around and talking about it may be interesting, but does it lead to something? Not as effectively. So Ferguson was really acknowledging the beginning of an orientation toward the world that was taking hold at that time. Not just about changing the world, but about changing ourselves in the world as a community. Others have written and spoken about this as well. I'm thinking about Rhianne Eisler. She wrote a book called The Chalice and the Blade about the emergence of a partnership model to replace the dominator worldview of basically the last 5,000 years, give or take a few. Or sociologist Paul Ray and psychologist Sherry Ruth Anderson. They identified cultural creatives as a subset of American culture that may also be a worldwide subset. If you are a cultural creative, you understand that nature, the world, gives birth to us all. And this leads you to different kinds of decisions that are neither right nor left on the political spectrum, but, as cultural creatives say, forward in a new direction. Paul Hawken is another writer. He's a leader in socially responsible business, and in 2007, he wrote a book called Blessed Unrest, with a great subtitle, How the Largest Movement in the World Came into Being and Why No One Saw It Coming. And he identified that there is an undeniable movement across the planet, starting in local communities with small groups of people. And this movement is reimagining our relationship to the environment that we live in, the world, and to each other. All of these folks have written about a global movement for change. But it's all based on the power of individual human change. And that's where your experiment with you comes in. And why it matters so much, not just for you in your own life, but also for the bigger world. That's what I recognized many years ago for myself. I was so focused on changing the world. And then I came to realize that this couldn't happen unless I first focused on changing myself. And so it's true for you. Focusing on changing the world can't happen unless you focus first on changing yourself. And that happens from a Habits into Health perspective by entering your own inner world and coming to know what you truly value. Not the mainstream definition of success, more money and more status, more things. All of that stuff belongs in the outside world. But if you don't grow your inner life, all of that stuff doesn't really matter. And for now, it's time to sign off. I'd love to hear your feedback about all of this. You can come to the contact page on habitsintohealth.com and click the link. That'll send an email to me. Let me know what is keeping you stuck in your old patterns. What parts of your own personal world do you want to change? About yourself, about your family, about the friendship network or your work. And also, let me know what's freed you up in the past. What's worked in the past? Very often it can guide you about your current dilemma. So, I'm going to continue to end by saying, be willing to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over those unhealthy, unwieldy problem habits, to stop wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.